The project was set to include construction of 5 high-capacity wells about a mile from the Nemadji River and pump an average of roughly 3 million gallons daily for cooling of the generating facility. Now the two are asking regulators to consider another alternative after hearing concerns over water use. That's according to Julie Pierce, Vice President of Strategy and Planning for Minnesota Power.
And we identified an air cooling option which eliminates the need for the high-capacity wells and high water usage at the plant.
State regulators and environmental groups had voiced concern the project would negatively impact groundwater in the area. A state representative for the Sierra Club says they're glad the utilities are taking the issue seriously, but they maintain the plant isn't needed. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.